legend you are about to hear is true, only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that 45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
I'll be so lovely, baby. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressing black. Well, it's been so long and lonely, see, well, let her get back. It's a lovely like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got a tail to tell, well, you stay cool down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, or rip my jeans, where you will be third pair today. You'll be so lovely you could die. For jazz. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And let you so lovely back. So that's too much echo. Heart break be so lovely. Tears keep flowing. You'll think it's so lovely. That's too much. Turn me off.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas has.
Burst out like that. Irritates me. That irritates me, that's all. But the yellow rose of Texas. Hold on, you smart aleck Yankee drummer, you. You can cover up yelling, you can cover up rose, buddy, but don't you cover up Texas, or I'll stick your head through that cotton picking snare drum and secede from the band. So help me, Mitch Miller, I will.
And the yellow rose of Texas will be mine forevermore.
Cut it off there. The record's over. You idiot. Stop it. Stop it, I'll say. Just stop it now. Stop it. I'm getting out of here. He ruined the ending. One of the loveliest parts in the whole. Peace.
John, Marcia, John, Marcia, John, Marcia, John, Marcia. John. Marcia. John. Marcia. John. John. Marcia. Oh, John. Marcia. John. Marcia. Marcia. John. Marcia. Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia. John, John. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. John, John, John. Marcia, 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 Marcia. John, 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 John. Marcia. John. Marshal.
See, I think it's a mistake on my part. I got the same chord over and over, like clink, 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 clink.
That's right. That's right.
You want me to play the same thing all through the song?
You catch on fast.
Wow.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Man, you scared me. Don't do that.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. A drifting world of my own. Watch it, that's better. I'll play the game, and you'd better play it too, or we're getting a new piano man.
That's all right with me.
To read is this feeling of make believe. Feel what my heart can't conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown.
My hand is falling off, man.
I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown.
Oh, what a drag.
Pretending that you're still around. But just a moment. Just a moment, please.
I thought you were through, man.
No, no.
I don't want to play that lick no more, man. I come from a different school, like Shearing, Eric Garner style. Dig, man. Ooh, ba, ooh, be,
hold it.
Ooh, be,
that's not going to sell the records.
Man, don't bug me. I don't want to play that cling, cling, cling jazz.
You play that cling, cling, cling jazz, or you won't get paid tonight. Well, all right. To reel is this feeling of make believe. To reel when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Oh, yes, I'm great. You see how lovely that turned out now? That's a darling part. And gay like a clown. I seem, slow down. I seem retard.
Don't stop me now, man. I got to where I like it.
Stop it. Stop it, I say. I'm getting out of here. He ruined the ending. One of the loveliest parts in the whole. Peace.
The whole piece.
And on that joyous note, let us get on with the show.
Programming which has attained that which the medium is truly capable of. Tonight, the story of a press agent and a political candidate. The Shaft Theater presents The Flack Man and Reagan.
A Zawi year for an election campaign. And in Film City, USA, Ronnie Reagan and his press agent, Flack Man, plan their strategy.
Golly, Flack Man. Well, I really get to be
governor of California?
You will, if you can start conducting yourself as a politician and forget you were ever in show business.
I forgot it already, believe me, sweetie. I was telling my makeup man just this morning.
Stop that tap dancing.
Wait a minute, watch this. Here's how I'll come tapping down the stairs for the press in Sacramento, waving a little American flag.
Ronnie.
Maybe have Shirley Temple by the hand.
Nobody ever tap danced his way into public office.
What about George Murphy?
Shut up. The flak phone. Yes, Commissioner. He did. When? We'll be there in 5 minutes.
What is it, flak man? The Riddler?
The governor.
Worse yet.
He's just announced that he's not going to turn this state over to Ronnie Reagan and his bunch.
Holy Sacramento, why not?
Let's put our thinking caps on, Ronnie. The governor is a Democrat. You're a Republican.
True.
Democrats don't like to turn their states over to Republicans. That's it.
You figured it out.
It certainly is a bizarre attitude, all right. Yes?
A couple of baseball players here to see you, Bruce.
Hiya, Flak Man.
Hiya, Flak Man.
Sandy, Don. What can I do for you?
Well, we were on the Hollywood Palace, see?
Yes.
And we were hoping that you could maybe help us to be governor.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I'll handle this. You think you could just jump from the ballpark to one lousy TV guest appearance and that qualifies you to be governor? No, no, that's not the way it works.
But then how...
You get a few movies under your belt, and then maybe people will accept you as governor material.
I know, but...
Later. Some of these kids today, huh?
Yes. Meanwhile, we've got to get you elected. Come on, old friend, to the Flakmobile.
Golly, Flak Man. How can I ever repay you for helping me?
Well, for openers, you could take your foot off my cape.
What's that little bicycle wheel dragging along the back of the Flakmobile?
I'm trying to see how much farther I can go on Platform 8.
Well, Ronnie... Have you deciphered the governor's statement that he wouldn't turn this state over to you and your bunch?
Flak Man figured it out, Commissioner. It's because I'm a Republican and he's a Democrat.
Incredible. The mind reels.
That's only part of the riddle, Ronnie. What does he mean by your bunch?
Search me.
Sinatra? Dean Martin? Sammy Davis Jr.?
Wrong bunch.
John Wayne? Barry Goldwater? William Buckley Jr.?
That's the bunch.
Wait a minute. Bunch? Banana. Top banana. He's referring to your showbiz background.
Holy George Jessel, Flak Man. That's it. Show me a man who won't turn his state over to show folk, and I'll show you a crabby old governor.
Nicely put, Ronnie.
What's the matter with movie stars, anyhow? Look at us. Do we not have teeth, hair, shoulders? You brought us. Will we not run for governor? And did you prick us? Will we not get emotional? I will not have my integrity questioned!
Well, he blew up and walked out of the room. It's not like him.
Yes, it is. Come back in here, Ronnie.
Hi, gang.
Must you be so dramatic?
I look at it this way. If I blow the governor a bit, there's always the Academy Award, right?
Good thinking, Ronnie. Now it's time for your appearance on Face the Press. To the Flakmobile.
Why have we stopped?
This isn't the Flakmobile. We got in a yellow cab by mistake.